नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरोश्चैव नरोत्तमां देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यभागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे इज द होली अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड बलदेव जी और बलराम जी, सो वी हैव टू ग्लोरीफाई सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बलराम जी टू गेट हिज डिवाइन मर्सी ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे, सो दैट आवर डिवोशनल पाथ विल बी मोस्ट सिक्योर्ड एंड विल डेफिनेटली रीच द लोटस फीट ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉडेड्स श्री कृष्ण। That's why we have to glorify Baladev with his prayer. All of you should just recite with me. Namaste to Halagrama, Namaste Mushalayudha, Namaste Revati Kanda, Namaste Bhaktavashala, Namaste Balinang Shrestha, नमस्ते धरणीधरा प्रलंबारे नमस्ते तो त्राहिमां कृष्ण पूर्वजां। सो वी आर रियली इट इज वेरी वंडरफुल डे फॉर मी बिकॉज एक्चुअली दिस इज नॉट माई टूडेज क्लास वी आर एम सिटिंग नाउ। यू शुड नो दैट हाउ अनफॉर्चुनेट आई एम टूडे बिकॉज some devotee is very merciful to me. I do not know his name is some Hara Prabhu like that. His name was declared and I was anxious to listen the pastimes of Sipnalad Balaram from his mouth. But ultimately I do not know what prompted him. He just decided with my friend, some temple commander, that you should tell Atmaram Prabhu to give the class. I was totally surprised. Because you know, you have the system, somebody will give class means some prior to some hours, some preparation time should be given to him so that he'll come to the class. But unfortunately, as I am not qualified and came with certain purpose with meet some of our life members here, those who are very much anxious to meet me for long years, I am not with them. And one of their cousin is in hospital too, so that I have to attend him and bless him. That way I'm here. But surprisingly, when the class was given to me, I was totally in panic because Lord Balaram's topic means it's a very, very wonderful topic. When you are presenting something, it should be very much enlivened and it should create some, you know, this energy or energize everybody so that they will be most blissful way prepare themselves to just wait for the appearance of Supreme Lord Krishna, which is coming on 25th of this month, after just 7 days. So you should know how it should be enthusiastic and how it should be spiritually most blissful so that all of you will be inspired in that way. Anyhow, by this mercy of Lord Balaram, they had given me that chance to give a good discussion or narration on Lord Balaram very briefly. I do not know about the timings, maybe 9 or little more than that. Please hear for a while and pray their lordships to sour mercy on this fallen soul so that he can give some of his glorification on these acharya's commentaries on this as per the scriptural evidence and as per the notes of Srila Prabhupada in his different teachings, mostly in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead books. Today it is a very auspicious day because Baladevji, the son of Rohini, mother Rohini, appeared on this day in this planet to prepare the fields for the appearance of Supreme Lord Krishna. Because he is the first expansion of Supreme Lord Krishna, so his foremost duty is to make everything well arranged. As per you know, when some very, very important personalities
or dignified personalities are coming to certain place, like maybe the President of India or Prime Minister of India or President of United States of America. So accordingly, it is the duty of the ruling party or government to make some safety security arrangements so that no problem will be there to the personalities who are invited to the programs. But it is a program, it is of the spiritual personalities which is well taken care of by the internal potency of the Lord. So that this external energy has no role here to make anything to be disturbed, because that is also one of the energy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Parasya Saktir Vividhaiva Suryate. Mostly his energies are divided into three parts. First is internal energy, through which Lord has his Leela in Supreme Adbhut, that is in Parobhyam, that is in Golok Vrindavan and other spiritual planets. Next one is external energy, through which Lord creates this material world, and accordingly the responsibility is given to representative Goddess Durga to discipline the conditioned souls, those who are in a mood to serve themselves and to become the enjoyer. Next one is marginal potency, the living entities who are within the margin or touching point of external and internal energy. That's why this is the place where we people are just left to make ourselves properly perfect so that we will be able to serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. And for that purpose, Lord, although he is very, very merciful and he has continuously his Leela in his spiritual planet, and he is always absorbed with the glorification of his dear most devotees there, who are the liberated souls or Nitya Muktas, but he has his mercy to these people of this world, that is conditioned souls. Like a father, he has certain sons, maybe 3-4 sons. 3 sons are very obedient and they are just very much carrying out the order of the father and get his blessings. But the 4th one is a notorious one. He is not obeying his father. All is disobeying and all is quarreling with his father. Not following his orders. And not taking care of his education or anything. Naturally the father is, although he has his sympathy for these 3 sons, still he is more sympathetic towards his 4th son. Because he should come to the right track. He should be a very gentle person. He should be well educated. He should be well trained so that he will become a very good citizen of the society. And he should behave properly and remain as a good gentleman so that the father will be happy. Similarly, Supreme Lord, although he is enjoying with his innumerable spiritual beings there in the spiritual world, still the conditioned soul whose numbers are very few, question may arise, why it is few? Our numbers are crores in numbers. Are you saying it as a few? Yes, it is to be. Why? Because Krishna has his Leela in spiritual world with his major portion energies, 3/4 energies, and 1/4 energy, this material creation is here. Definitely our numbers are less in comparison to spiritual world beings. And because we are also conditioned, we are away from Krishna, we had forgotten our relationship with Supreme Lord Krishna. Not only that, we had also forgotten our own identity. Simultaneously, we want to become the enjoyer.
seeing our mood and seeing our condition, the well-wishing friend Supreme Lord Krishna had made the arrangement accordingly, laid the soul disconnected with my service should realize who is the real enjoyer, who is to be served, who is the real servant. After his realization only, he will be able to come to my abode and serve me eternally as part and parcel of me. That's why the Lord created this material world. Otherwise there is no necessity of this world. Like you know, the state government has different departments, out of which a prison department is there. It is for those who will deviate the orders of the government or rules and regulations framed by the government, so that they will be streamlined in that jail campus. After a long run, when they will realize their fault, their wrong actions, their misdeeds, and they will be educated in the prison cells by the jailers and the jail superintendents, he will be allowed to come to the society to remain as a true citizen. We'll see those who are jail inmates, their numbers are definitely less in comparison to the people staying in the society. So they are to be well corrected in the jail as per the law framed by the government, so that they will become good citizens and come back to the society to mix with others and remain as true being and maintain a very peaceful life. It is only an example we are giving here. Similarly, Supreme Lord wants those who are conditioned here, they should be become very much obedient to his order. What are his orders? His orders are explained in different authorized scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, and the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by the Supreme Lord himself. These are the code and conduct of the human being to be adopted so that we will become a true human being. Means, we will accept Krishna as the supreme authority. We will accept Krishna as the supreme enjoyer. And we ourselves will become true servant to the Lord, to serve him, to give him proper enjoyment. By his pleasure, definitely will be pleased. Because we are forgetting that relationship, because we are forgetting our own identity, that's why all merciful Lord had created this universe and given us a chance to practice this devotional service or Krishna consciousness, so that we'll realize ourselves and relation with the Lord and serve him accordingly. That's why although Lord is constantly enjoying the rasa dance pastimes of the gopis along with Srimati Radharani, always in Golok Vrindavan, still he thought for these conditioned souls to make some arrangement here. What arrangement? Lord will make his own pastimes here, which will remain as a story or narration for these peoples of the age of Kali, so that they will hear of it, they will glorify it, and they will discuss it, and ultimately, in this way, they will be absorbed in total Krishna consciousness. That's why, out of his causeless mercy, Lord came here 5000 years ago to manifest his Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan Leela, in which what Leelas he had performed in Golak, Nitya Golak,
is demonstrating it in this Bhrama Vrindavan, so that people at large will get good advantage of it. It will be in a written form by Vyasadev. It is already discussed by the Acharyas, and still the Lilapitha is here for our darshan. Still it has its own purity. Although so many nonsense things are going on there, still Lord's pastimes place are so deep, so bright, so pure, that it still it's maintaining its own qualities. And we are there to just adopt it in our daily life. We'll have to hear. Hearing the important process out of ninefold devotional practice, which will make us alert of our position first. Unless you hear, you can't know anything. That's why this process is called Shrute Kita Patham. Means, Shruta means hear. After hearing, you'll get the qualification to see. Generally, we have a proverb, seeing is believing. What seeing is believing? Your senses are all incorrect. It is all defective senses. What we'll see actually, that is not truth. That is all false. Likewise, when we'll see certain distance, after maybe a 2 kilometer or 10 kilometer distance, our eyes can't see anything. Even to the top, to the sky, we'll look maximum 10 to 20 kilometers. Thereafter, we can't see anything. Deep of the water, you will look at the water, maximum 40, 50 feet or 100 feet up to we can see. Thereafter, we can't see anything. Because our senses are limited. They're imperfect. They're not perfect senses. So with that imperfect senses, what we can guess or what we can grasp from the teachings of the Lord. That's why it is invited to all the persons, let them to hear fast. Shrute Kita Patham Nanunath Punjam. You have to hear fast. From whom? Not the bona fide authorities of the Lord. Who are the bona fide authorities? Jai Sri Se Gaur Nitai Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha Sitaram Lachman Hanuman Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That also expressed in scriptures by Vyasadev. There are 4 bona fide paramparas. Those who are eligible to give us knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Ataha kalau bhavishyanti chatvara sampradayana. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Kiti Pavana Chattvaraste kalau bhavyat utkale purushottamat. All of you know it. No question of repeating it. For kind information of our discussion, we are just touching it. Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Sanak Sampradaya. 4 Acharyas are there. Sri Sampradaya Ramanujacharya, Brahma Sampradaya Madhvacharya, Rudra Sampradaya Vishnu Swami, Sanak Sampradaya, Nimbarakacharya. All these 4 Acharyas, they are giving their conclusion, but regarding Dvaitavad and Advaitavad, there little bit difference are there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord himself, he appeared in this planet 500 years back, and he accumulated all these 4 sampradayas and framed one sampradaya called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. And it was also destined, it was predicted, it will come out from Utkale Purushottamat. All of you know Purushottam Dham Sri Khetra at Puri in Odisha state. From there, the combination of these 4 sampradayas, this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva will come out, which was being done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord Krishna himself. When he came to Sri Khetra Puri, after taking sannyas, and by the request of his mother Sati, he came here. Thereafter, all these Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva manifested. And the cream of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva is the holy name of the Lord. How the Lord is one and simultaneously many, that will be revealed only through pure chanting of the holy name, which is called offenseless chanting. There are three stages of chanting. First is offensive chanting. Second is when you will be careful of the offenses, you will chanting, that is one stage. And third one is offenseless chanting. With offenseless chanting, you can realize how Krishna is the energetic and how the energies are coming from him and how it is serving Supreme Lord. Shakti and Shaktiman, the powerful and the powers. How simultaneously there is one and none different, that will be manifested from this pure chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That was being propagated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the globe by himself and by his close associates. Fortunately, we are very, very fortunate because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, was very, very dear disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who tried his very best in his advanced stage and propagated the essence of the holy name and the scriptures all over the globe in his most advanced stage of life, for which we are able to be here or anywhere through Krishna Conscious Centers to discuss about the Lord's pastimes, to chant the holy name, to be in a congregation of the dear devotees of the Lord, and to know what's the real aim of life. So my point is, when Lord descended here, as we are having our father and mother, similarly Lord has is also father and mother. Before Nrsingadev's appearance, Lord has no father and mother, because Nrsingadev's father and mother is the pillar. So Lord appeared because of the pure devotion of his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Because the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad, "Where is your Lord? Can he be appeared here?" And Prahlad, very humbly, he replied, "Oh demoniac king, my Lord is all pervading. Wherever he wants, he can manifest. There is no restriction to him of time, place and circumstances." "Now what idiot you are saying? Your Lord will appear here now?" "Yes, most welcome. My Lord is ever prepared to appear." Then with his big club, that angry demon, Hiranyakashipu, immediately looking at a pillar and telling to Prahlad, "Your Lord will appear from the pillar?" "No, yes. There is no question of it, because he is Sarva Shaktiman, he is all powerful. You are getting power from him and becoming powerful. He is that all powerful Supreme Lord Hari." "What? Hari?" "No, yes. When he is going to just thrash this pillar with his club, immediately a roaring lion's voice came." "Please don't mind, because Nrsingadev is sitting front to me. So he inspired me to speak in between when you are going to glorify our Anantadev or Baladevji. I don't know how time will permit me. So he inspired me. I am sorry for that. Please don't mind for it." So ultimately, he was feared. Being a big, powerful king, Hiranyakashipu, first time he felt some fear in his heart. "Where from this voice is coming, which is making him fearful and is vibrating throughout the whole universe, touching to the spiritual sky? All demigods, everybody is fearing. Where from this sound is coming, trembling all the planets?" So all of them rush to the place where from it is coming, making an inquiry over it. And when Lord appeared with half lion, half man body, then this Hiranyakashipu, till he is not in a mood to understand, "What? What is this ugly feature? It is a challenge to me." So he was not caring to him.
And you know, well, I should not come to that conclusion. And ultimately, Lord just killed the demon, not with any arms, through his sharp nails. Just his stomach, he opened his stomach and took out this all the intestines, everything, putting it as a garland on his neck. You are so fearful, Brahma, the first created being, who is Ajoni Sambhuta, who is not coming through the mother's womb, is terrified. How can I calm down my Lord? Goddess Lakshmi, who always sits on the lap of or the Lord's lotus feet, serving Lord, she is also fearing. All the demigods, they are scaring. We won't go to the Lord. He is in very fearful mode. The Brahma then thought, for whom Lord appeared? That small boy, 7-year-old boy, Prahlad is there. Let us bring Prahlad, so that Lord will be calmed down. Then Prahlad, without any fear, saw the charming face of the Lord. Whereas all are seeing the very fearful face of the Lord. Prahlad came, folded his hand, and put his dandavat to the Lord. Lord saw his dear devotee Prahlad, and immediately he calmed down himself. That is called Shanta Nrsingha, very peaceful Nrsingha. And out of affection, he took Prahlad and put him on his lap. At that time, Lord had a taste how a father gets more pleasure when he puts his son on his lap. But my father is this pillar. Where I can sit on the pillar, where it is in the lap, I should have a father and mother. Thereafter, whichever incarnation came, they accepted father and mother. That is the real secret of this Lord's accepting father and mother. And ultimately, in this incarnation as Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna coming after 7 days of today's day, that is Janmashtami, on 25th of this month, they are accepting father and mother to come to this earth planet. Of course, they are not coming through the mother's womb. That is the divine desire. Through internal potency of the Lord, they are coming. They are transferring themselves, Lord himself, first come to the mind of Vasudev, then heart of Vasudev, transferred himself to the mind of Devaki, and heart of Devaki, and himself manifested. These are the Leela of the Supreme Lord. And this seventh Garbhar Om of Devaki is the manifestation of Sankarshan or this Baladevji. Because Kansa, the brother of Devaki, after Devaki's marriage with Vasudev, with a chariot, was as a customary in the society, he wants to come with them to give a good farewell to his sister, to his in-law's house. When with good pleasureful boat, Kansa was driving the chariot along with Devaki and Vasudev, one aerial voice immediately resounded in the ear of Kansa, to whom you are carrying this Devaki's 8th son will kill you. This is the utmost truth. When he heard it, he was surprised. But my affectionate sister Devaki and her 8th womb, the son will come and kill me. In this way, he became thoughtful for a moment. Thereafter, he's a demon. Demon has all nasty qualities. As you know, in the 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, they want to grab anything. They want to accept all the powers. They want all money, all women, everything. They want only to be danger. Nowadays, you see, so many demons are in all over the world, including India. So, it is very, very countless nowadays. So, likewise, Kansa again became doubtful. So, if it is the cause, Devaki is in front of me, I am a sharp sword, and I can kill her in very chariot itself. Matter is finished. So, why will I wait for this 8th womb and see that somebody will come to kill me?
at that time when he dragged the hair of the Devaki and removed her from that seat and the chariot and was going to kill him at that time. Vasudev was very humble in his behavior. He told, it is a prediction only. It is not really going to happen just now. You are a strong, very powerful king, dominating over all the demigods, all the demons. You are fearing to a small lady and your sister like Devaki. You should wait. You should see. Now you'll kill your sister, who is a female lady. Whatever your fame, that will be just go in then. Because she is Obala. She is a lady. She is depending. She was depending on you after her marriage. Now she will depend on me. She is very simple in her behavior. Why you are going to kill her? Let us wait. And I promise you, whatever may be the issues are coming, sons or anything, I will bring it to your notice. Not only that, I will give the child itself to you. I am promising you. Because Vasudeva was very much famous for his truth, for his promise. So Kansa realized this. Then he dragged, he loosed his hair, the hair he had captured, this Devaki's hair, he loosened it and allowed them to sit. And no more he was interested to allow them to go to the in-law's house. Rather, because he is doubtful character, so he ordered his commander-in-chief, arrest them, both of them, put them into the jail. Ultimately, the jail has 7 big doors and the commander-in-chief with his soldiers took both Vasudeva and Devaki and put them in the dark prison cell so that nobody will get any information what is going on here, what are issues are coming, and nobody will escape from the confined area of that prison cell. And ultimately, Lord is waiting to that opportunity when demigods will pray. Because he is very affectionate to the human being, still, demigods are his servants. There are different limbs of the Lord. As it is shown in universal form of the Lord in the Kurukshetra battlefield to Arjuna and narrated by Krishna in the 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Vishwarup Darshan. So, because Kansa was giving very much pain to the citizens, to the demigods, to other planets, so they are all in a horrible mood. They left their individual planets and went to escape somewhere. Ultimately, they came to Brahma, who is the first created being. Please help us. Please give us a rescue. Because we are already tortured by this demoniac king Kansa. So also, mother cow, she was also getting pain. She also came. Sorry, Prithivi. Earth, mother earth. Because of the sins, so much was there, overloaded the sins, mother earth also getting pain. She took a form of a cow, she also came to Brahma, along with demigods. Then Brahma went to Svetadip, where together with demigods and mother earth's cow, they all prayed to the Supreme Lord to appear, to give them rescue, and to kill this demon, Kansa. That is also stated in Gita by Krishna, that how Lord is appearing. Jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Then, abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamiham paritranaya sadhunam vinashayacha duskrutam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. We are all expert devotees. I should not explain it. You should know only just. You should not narrate it by yourself. So, to establish real religion or dharma and to make this irreligion totally away from this planet and to give proper protection to the devotees,
and to the kill the demons, Lord appear. So in demigods, Brahma, Mother Earth in form of cow, when the just all prayed at Shatadev, Lord assured them through Brahma, because Brahma is the first being, Brahma is without knowledge, Brahma is getting all influence, so first influence comes to Brahma. The Lord revealed everything to Brahma with the aerial voice that I will appear to give protection to my devotees and to kill these demons and to protect the religion and to destroy the irreligious principles. Now this society is full of all irreligious principles. Irreligious principles are which is a bar on religion to be spread. There are four pillars of irreligion and that is spreaded everywhere now, which was well protected during the time of King Parikshita. That's why people are not immediately accepting the scriptural evidence of Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita or the Acharya's different instructions. Unless irreligiosity will be removed, religion will not be established. That's why Lord came 5,000 years ago to Bhoma Vrindavan to do his first times and to kill the demons, to save the devotees and to establish the religion and to just locate this irreligiosity in the society. So, in this we will see, how can I say so many things are yours? I had prepared a very big topic, please excuse me. Let me start something here. As per the Prabhupada's explanations, it is our Krishna book, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where Prabhupada narrated so many things. Because of the time itself, we will discuss, and if you will allow me, then we can also discuss little more, not for very few minutes. That's why I am just telling all of you to just be with me. When the Lord descends, the incarnation emanates from Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is the original cause of material creation. And from him, Garbhodakshai Vishnu expands, and then Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Generally, all the incarnations appearing within this material inverse are plenary expansions from Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Therefore, the business of minimizing the overload of sinful activities on this earth does not belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. All the activities here going on, did none of the business of Krishna. Actually, that Jayadeva Goswami's Dasavatar Stotra, we are reciting, Kesava Dhruta, Meena Sarira, Kesava Dhruta, Kurma Sarira, Kesava Dhruta, Sukara Rupa, all these are not Kesava's duty. It is all duty of, this Balaram, this Sankarsan Balaram's duty. Because he is the first expansion of the Lord, wherever Lord is making his Leela, he is the first personality to make everything clear of the areas or the atmosphere so that Lord will do his Leela comfortably. So none of the vision of Krishna is all these things. Because Mahavishnu, Mahasankarsana, Sesa Sankarsana, Sesa Sai, Anantadev, Kirabdisai, Garbhodakshai, and Karanadisai, all these expansion and expansion and expansion are there to do all these things. Krishna is not doing any killing these demons. It's not, you can imagine. Why Chief Minister will go to shoot a criminal? You can see. Why Phadnavis will go and kill a criminal in Maharashtra jail? He's Chief Minister. He's enjoying his position for 5 years. His criminal department, this prison department, police department, and law department, they are taking care of it. He's enjoying himself. Some file will come, blindly will put signatures. Not looking at it. Because Chief Secretary is there to make everything okay. Because he's his own man. Similarly, why Krishna will look at all these things? All these expansions and expansions are there. They are doing all these things. Krishna is the enjoyer. Supreme enjoyer. All is in Rasa dance with Radharani and his girl associates. So,
definitely he has no time to look at it. Why look? It is for us only. Lord made little Leela, Bhauma Leela, so that we will go through it and will realize what Krishna really is, what Balaram really is, what our job is, what we have to do, how we will relate with themselves, how we will coordinate our relation with the Lord, how we can memorize ourselves, how we will serve the Supreme Lord with very pure heart. This is a demo for us, demonstration. So that's why Krishna make these things here out of his causeless mercy. Sorry to explain, means taking time. So in this way, it is better well explained in 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sri Baladev described as the son of Rohini, a wife of Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, had 16 wives. Nowadays to maintain one wife is very difficult. All the Gurusthas are crying. Yesterday I was sitting at the rooftop chanting. I do not know. I have forgotten his name. Very, very simple devotee. Of course, he is an elderly gentleman asking, Prabhu, these are my problems. Then I told, please, when the kids are very grown up and they are already married, let the responsibility with them. Why you are taking care of it? You have other kids to take care of them. Unless he is doing something fixed in his decision, in our decision, don't waste your time. You have other 2-3 kids, you can take care of them. So if one father, one mother and family, it should be peaceful. But we are getting problem in that way. Those are grihastha, they had every day they are realizing it. But Krishna, sorry, Vasudev has 16 wives. And he is maintaining all of them equally well. And one of them was Rohini, the mother of Balaram. But Balaram is also described as the son of Devaki. So how it is we know it, will come to explain it afterwards. When the 7th womb of Devaki was there, it was just Baladev itself. We'll explain it here. In the Vedic mantras, there is a particular type of prayer called Purusha Sukta Mantra. Very well prayer for the pleasing of Supreme Lord. When we are doing some abhishek of their lordships, generally we are uttering Brahma Sangita, Purusha Sukta, and Lord's different Pranam Mantra and Mahamantra, so that atmosphere will be totally purified, so that Lord will be pleased to appear to give his mercy to the devotees at large present in his appearance time. So it is explained here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, personally appeared as the son of Vasudev. Before he appeared, all the demigods along with their wives appeared in different pious families in the world just to assist the Lord in executing his mission. The exact word used here is Tat Priyartham, which means the demigods should appear on the earth in order to please the Lord. Krishna, Ananta, who is maintaining the universal planet by extending his millions of woods, would also appear on the earth before Lord Krishna's appearance. There is a detailed narration in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It would take some little time to explain from here also. So, they were also informed that the external potency of Vishnu, Maya, with whom all the conditioned souls are enamored, would also appear just to execute the purpose of the Supreme Lord. In this way, Lord is appearing, and we had already discussed something in our discussion, we should not repeat it. So ultimately, the Vasudev, when he was just in the prison house, and he was just waiting for this appearance of first son of Devaki, you know, the Ashtavasus, how they were just cursed by Brahma and how they are coming. They're very good, long topics. So we should not go detail into that. So ultimately, when he was just waiting for this 8th birth of Devaki, Vasudeva was in the prison, And at that time, due course of time, Vasudeva and Devaki, they are just giving birth to 8 male children as well as one daughter. It was Sukadeva Goswami's narrating and Prabhupada had given the explanation over it. So, in this way, when Krishna is coming, before that, it is told by Srila Prabhupada, who will really realize the appearance of the Supreme Lord? Maybe Baladevji, maybe Krishna, or Gauranga, or Nityananda, or Narasingha, or the incarnations. It needs purity of heart through your strong offenseless chanting with strong determination to please the Supreme Lord Himself. And to maintain that determination, Prabhupada shortly had given, it is therefore said that a saintly person who is very much determined to serve Supreme Lord, he should be first of all tolerant to all kinds of miserable condition of life. That's the Prabhupada everywhere told, you have to tolerate and cooperate. A learned man can discharge duties without awaiting favorable circumstances. A heinous person like Kansa can say act in any sinful way, and a devotee can sacrifice everything to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, some advice are given here. So when Vasudev, he was just in that mood, he was serving to the Lord, because he was devotee of the Lord, that's why Lord had accepted him as his father. Therefore it is also mentioned here, those who are addicted to unrestricted sense gratification can never be truthful, nor can they be trusted with any faith. Vasudeva was very truthful because he was very restricted in his sense gratification. Those who are having unrestricted sense gratification, Prabhupada told, they will not be truthful. And nor can they be trusted with any faith. It's the words of Srila Prabhupada. So many thanks to Srila Prabhupada. He is hovering us so that we should very much careful in that way about the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Ultimately, we'll come to that point, very long topics, but minimizing it, otherwise it will be very long one. So, when Devaki became pregnant for the 7th time, a plenary expanse of Krishna, known as Ananta, appeared within her womb. Devaki was overwhelmed both with jubilation and lamentation. She was joyful, for she could understand that Lord Vishnu had taken shelter within her womb. But at the same time, she was sorry that as soon as her child would come out, Kansa would kill him. Because Kansa had already killed 6th child of Devaki. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, being compassionate upon the fearful condition of the Jadus, due to atrocities committed by Kansa, ordered the appearance of his Yogamaya, or his internal potency. Krishna is the Lord of the universe, but he is especially the Lord of the Jadu dynasty. The Yogamaya is the principal potency of the personality of Godhead. That's why in the Vedas it is stated that the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has multi potencies, as we had explained, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Sriyate. That's why he ordered the appearance of Yogamaya in the land of Brajabhumi in Vrindavan, which is always decorated and full with beautiful cows. In Vrindavan, Rohini, one of the wives of Vasudev, was residing at the house of King Nanda and Queen Yashoda. Not only Rohini, but many others of the Jadu dynasty were scattered all over the country due to their fear of the atrocities of Kansa. Some of them were even lying in the caves of the mountains. They are so much fearful. They are taking shelter in the caves of the mountains. the Lord thus informed Jogamaya. Because mother is fearing, Kansa will kill. Definitely her affection child will be killed because 6 children have already been killed by Kansa. So Devaki is fearing. Even though he is Lord, still she is fearing. Knowing that her mood, Supreme Lord Krishna instructed Jogamaya, under the imprisonment of Kansa are Devaki and Vasudev. And at the present moment, my plenary expansion, Sesa, is within the womb of Devaki. You can arrange the transfer of Sesa from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. After this arrangement, I am personally going to appear in the womb of Devaki with my full potencies. Then I shall appear as the son of Devaki and Vasudev, and you shall appear as the daughter of Nanda and Jashoda in Vrindavan. Personal instruction of Krishna to Jogamaya, internal potency of the Lord. Accordingly, Jogamaya made arrangement, and in this way, just Balaram is coming. The Lord also declared to Jogamaya that plenary expansion Ananta Sesa was within the womb of Devaki. On account of being forcibly attracted to the womb of Rohini, he would be known as Sankarsana and would be the source of all spiritual power of our Bala, by which one would be able to attain the highest bliss of life, which is called Ramana. Therefore, the plenary person Ananta would be known after the appearance either as Sankarsana or Balaram. When Jogamaya was thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated the Lord and then appeared within this material world according to his order. When the Supreme Powerful Personality of Godhead transferred Lord Sesa from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, both of them are under the spell of Jogamaya, which is also called Joganidra. What had happened, nobody knows, neither Devaki nor Yashoda, because Jogamaya potency was predominating at that time, so that they could see as if something dream is going on, not in reality, what is really happening. That's a Joganidra, what Prabhupada is mentioning here. When this was done, people understood that Devaki's 7th pregnancy was a miscarriage. Thus, although Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to appear as her son. After this arrangement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always ready to place his full potencies in his honored devotees. Entered the Lord of the whole creation within the mind of Vasudev. We had already explained it before. It is understood in this connection that Lord Krishna, first of all, situated himself in the unalloyed heart of Devaki. He was not put into the womb of Devaki by sexual discharge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable potency, can appear in any way. It is not necessary for him to appear in the ordinary way by seminal injection within the womb of a woman. That's why Krishna told Arjun in Gita, Janma, Karma, Chame, Dibyang, Evang, Jobeti, Tattvataha, Tektvadehang, Punarjanma, Naeti, Sammangeti, Arjuna. When somebody will realize it in truth, how Krishna's appearance, activities, everything are pure, transcendental, will not take a birth again in this material world. He will go back home, back to Godhead. There is open declaration by Krishna to Arjun in Kurukshetra battlefield. Thus, when it was reverse fate that Devaki's 7th garbh was totally just gone, actually, it is Lord's desire and by the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jogamaya or Jaganidra transferred it to the Rohini, and Balaram appeared in the Rohinism and known as Rohini Nandan Baladev. In this way, when Baladev was appearing, he has his own duties here. Anirakhi katha Baladev Mahasay jar bhava sudhasakya vatsalyadimaya. तेह अपना के करण दास भावना कृष्ण दास भाव बिनु अच्छे कौन जना. बलराम इज द फास्ट एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्ण आज संकर्षण हियर हिज कमिंग बट हिज ड्यूटी इज टू सर्व कृष्ण द फास्ट एक्सपेंशन बट टू स्पीक ऑफ अस बिकॉज थ्रू हिज ओन प्रैक्टिस हिज टीचिंग अस हुएवर मे बी ही और दे आर ऑल द सर्वेंट्स subservients of Supreme Lord. Their duty is to only to give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by giving very faithful service. That is demonstrated by Baladev here. In this way, Balaramji just appeared and you know the past tense is going on like that, and ultimately will come to touch this person of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Before that, we'll come to the teachings of Gaur Govind Maharaj. It is in Uriya, I should explain you in English. That one of the Supreme Lord has multifarious energies. He has his Swarup Shakti, which is none different from the Supreme Lord. But it is divided into three phases. And out of which, this internal potency is coming from the real Swarup of Supreme Lord Himself, that is Srimati Radharani, and she is non different from Supreme Lord, and that spiritual potency coming out from Supreme Lord Krishna as internal potency, it is divided further into three parts, that is called Sandhini, Sambit and Ladini. Will not discuss about this Sandhini, then the rest will be onwards. That is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anandanse Ladini, Sadanse Sandhini, Chidanse Sambit, Jare Gyane Kari Mani. It is explained in 4th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, text 62. That from Sat comes Sandhini, and from Chit comes Sambit, and from pleasure it is coming Ladini, from Ananda. So Sandhini is that which is the eternal potency of the Lord, but it needs further description as in the scriptures. Sandhinya krut visat tadhama niraye Sandhini. What means Baladevji, who is appearing as the son of Rohini, Rohini Nandan Baladev, he is the personality connected with this Sandhini potency of the Lord. Sri Baladevji is the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord. And those who are real bona fide spiritual masters coming through bona fide parampara, they are the part and parcel of this Balaramji, who is the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord. And this Sandhini is very much significant in our spiritual activities. Who has the power to give information of Supreme Lord Krishna is known as Sandhini potency of the Lord. And who is that personality? That is Baladevji. He is there to give us the information of the Supreme Lord. Sandhana, inquiry, which given us information of the Supreme Lord, that is called Sandhini potency of the Lord. So Baladevji, being the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord, he is the only authority to give us the way how to get Krishna. That's why the manifestation of Baladev is the bona fide spiritual master.
Without his mercy, nobody can get Krishna. That's why it is told, Sandhinyakrut Visavat Tad Dhamma. Means, in this material world, this Sandhini potency of the Lord means the Baladev, who is the master of this Sandhini potency of the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna, he himself manifests himself as Bhagavad Dham. So, Bhama Vrindavan Lila, when Krishna appeared and manifested his Lila, before that, this Baladev Ji, who is coming as Rohini Nandan, he manifested as the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord. Simultaneously, that Sandhini potency of the Lord means Baladev Ji is manifesting himself as the Dham of the Lord before the Lord appeared, going to appear in the Dham. That's why that is the significant role of Baladev Ji. First is coming as the seventh, in the seventh, in the child of Devaki, in the Devaki womb he appeared to make it a proper place for the Supreme Lord Krishna to appear in the eighth womb of Devaki. Then he was transferred by the order of Jogamaya through the direction of Supreme Lord Krishna to come as the son of Mother Rohini. Then his duties as the Sambit Sandhini potency of the Lord, he manifested us to give the proper way to every living entity how they can get Krishna. Thereafter, before Supreme Lord appeared in his dham to make his lila, to written as the pastimes to be read and uttered and heard by the conditioned souls here to know what is Lord, what relation the conditioned soul like the Lord, what's the duty of the conditioned soul to perform, to please the Lord. Before that, this Baladev Ji, again through that Sandhini potency, is transferring himself as the Dham of the Lord. So Dham is now manifesting here. It is written here that, and Dham is such powerful, that is without mixed of this material qualities of this external manifestation of the Lord here. The material world is the external manifestation of the external energy of the Lord. Here you know, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness is there. And when we are coming to the mode of goodness mixed with other two qualities, that is called Mishra Satva. In that mood, we are able to understand, real little knowledge will come to us to understand what the Lord is, how we can understand the Lord's pastimes. Gradually we will come to know ourselves. But that will come when we will come to the mode of pure mood of goodness, not with mixed goodness. That mixed goodness will not give you the chance to realize yourself. Those who are realized soul, they are coming with that pure mood of goodness. That is called transcendental state. Vasudeva sthiti, aprakruta sthiti, most exalted platform of devotional practice. So to that state is predominating in dham itself through the mercy of Balaram. And no material qualities are there at all. Although outwardly you will see, let me come, diverting topic please, excuse me. In Vrindavan so many persons are coming. Oh Baba, how much land costs? I want to purchase. Confirmed by this throwing of this pot. Sound is coming from the Lord. How much price? 1 crore. I'll have to pay 50 lakhs. Give me one pass land. Let me register in my name. I will come with my family. I will stay here. They are not devotees. Actually, very, very thanks to the devotees. They are making the atmosphere very, very pure. But non-devotees, I'm telling. You know, that Chaitanya Vihar is full of all the karmi's house. Karmi people are coming and business people are there. And they are plotting the divine land to different pieces to sell it. It is prohibited. No dham's land should be sold or to be purchased. Both of them will be the offense. Dham is transcendental, not with the touch of material qualities. How you can purchase? It is a sheer foolishness, sheer rascaldom. Anyhow,
That is the material nature's work. We can't stop it. But although they are doing so much nonsense, but Supreme Lord Balaram's mercy is so powerful. When that dham is manifested here, till 5,000 years back, till now, no touch of these material qualities are there. Even Mishra Sattva, mixed goodness, is also not touching to that dham. It is always predominated with pure mood of goodness. Aprakruta sthiti, Vasudev sthiti, still it is predominated and lots of activities and pastimes are going on. That's the purpose to explain it. And in this way, what we are seeing, that's also the very critical point here. We are conditioned soul. At best we are with the mixed, with this sattva-guna or mixed quality of goodness. We have not pure mood of goodness. That's our vision is not the pure vision. What is by the liberated soul or by the Supreme Lord Balaram in the dham and with the pastimes. What we are seeing with our mixed mood of goodness. And we are looking at these points of selling, purchasing, occupying this land and doing this, that. We are not able to see what the real pastimes of Radha Krishna, Rasa Leela or any Krishna's pastimes with Subal, Sudam or these coward pastimes. Nothing we are able to see because we are dominated with a mixed mode of goodness. Of course, some are with this ignorance and passion, but devotees when they are chanting and following regulative principle and doing Ekadasi and observing appearance of Lord's different incarnations and Supreme Lord as incarnator himself, they are little bit purified. They are in a very high status of devotion, so they are coming to a mixed mode of goodness, but that is prohibiting them to see the pastimes of Lord in that dham, which is the merciful manifestation of Lord Balaram as the Sandhini potency of the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord, for which we are not able to see the pastimes what are still going on. That's why it is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, je adyapya lila kare gorarai kono kono bhagyavana dekhibare pai. So Lord's pastimes are such. Those who are fortunate in the sense, in material fortunate is not, we are not considering. Or in material mode of any potential we are not considering. We are considering they are coming to the mood of, pure mood of goodness. Pure devotional practice stage. They are only the persons to see the Leela of Gaura, the Leela of Krishna, which are non-different. That is explained by Narottam Das Thakur in songs. That will take time to be explained. So, that's why the Lord's dham is in pure mood of goodness and Sandhini Shakti, the Sandhini potency of the Lord, to whom he will be merciful, Lord Baladev, to whom he will be merciful, or his manifestation, the Acharyas, the pure Acharyas, those who are in pure mood of goodness, 100% surrendered to Supreme Lord Krishna, who has no other business than to serve Supreme Lord Krishna, they are able to give you that power to see the Lord's activities and Leela or potencies, how they are acting in that dham till today. That's why we have to always pray for the mercy of Baladev, so that he is the master of the Sandhini potency of the Lord. He will be merciful and he will shower his mercy, so that we will be able to get a proper guidance through his representative as true bona fide spiritual masters of our ISKCON society as formed by Srila Prabhupada, and ultimately will get the divine power, vision power, and which will just give us a chance to see the Leela of the Supreme Lord in the abode in that 5000 years back what Lord had manifested, and 500 years back what he had manifested as the devotee incarnation in Nadia Navadvip. So my point is here, what we are going to just little narration from Chaitanya Charitamrita, please give me some time because most of the parts are described here. We'll go very just selected some one two line extensions and we'll close our topic. It is written here, Prakritira Para Parabhyama Namedham Krishna Vigraha Jaiche Vibhutyadi Gunagram. Beyond the material nature, like the realm known as Parabhima, the spiritual sky, like Lord Krishna himself, it possesses all transcendental attributes such as six opulences.
We know all six opulences of the Lord.
Shada Isharja Purna, the Supreme Lord Krishna, what he had manifested in his Leela.
One is his, what is called Vairagya, another is Jnana, another is Saundarja, another is Jasakirti, another is his strength, another is his opulence. This six opulence makes Krishna Shada Aishwarya Paripurna. Unlimitedly, Krishna is powerful in these six opulences. That's why he is accepted as Supreme Lord. Nobody can be compared to Lord, even Supreme Lord Baladev also. He accepted Krishna as his master. Anaraki katha Baladev Mahasaya Jar Bhava Sudasakya Bashaladi Maya. Teho Apanaki Karan Dasya Bhavana Krishna Dasya Bhava Binu Ache Kon Jana.
That explained how he is accepting Krishna as the Supreme Lord with all six opulence unlimitedly with Supreme Lord Krishna. That's why it is no question to describe. Premanatre dekhetar swarupa prakash gopo gopi gana sange jaha krishner vilas. But with the eyes of love of Godhead, one can see its real identity as the place where Lord Krishna performs his pastimes with cowherd boys and cowherd girls. With eyes of love of Godhead. We had already, that's the sattva sthiti means eyes of love of Godhead. Pure devotional practice, pure love of Godhead. Aprakurta sthiti, vasudev sthiti. That is called pure love of Godhead. And in this way, Lord is doing his leela here, and those who are really the dear devotee of the Lord, they can release it. That's why it is written here, those who have any scientific knowledge, the scientists, they cannot see the Lord's pastimes. Why? Because the qualities of Vaikuntha are a manifestation of God's internal potency. Therefore, they are purely spiritual and transcendental with no trace of material infection. No material planet, even Satyalok, is comparable to quality to the spiritual planets, where the five inherent qualities of the material world, namely ignorance, misery, egoism, anger and envy, are completely absent. In the pure transcendental abode, all these five qualities are absent. But because it is with us, those are in mixed mood of goodness, that's why we are not able to see the Lord and coming to the platform of pure mood of goodness. Sudha Sattva Sthiti, Vasudev Sthiti or Aprakurta Sthiti. That's why we should avoid ignorance, misery, egoism, anger and envy. Then only we will gradually come to the pure love of Godhead state. Then we can see the Lord's pastimes, realize the Lord's pastimes, and we are able to just get pleasure out of it also. So in this way, so many things are there, very, very big. But pages together, Prabhupada had given elaborate description. We should not go to it. Then it is written here, how Lord's pastimes are gradually coming to this Balaram's Sankarsan, Mala Sankarsan. They are coming to that point. Taiche parabhimena chir sakti vilas nirvishesa jyotir bimba bahire prakash. Then it is written, Sei parabhime narayanara chari pase dwaraka chaturvihara ditiya prakase. In that spiritual sky, on the four sides of Narayan, are the second expansion of the quadruple expansions of Dwaraka. Vasudeva sankarsana pradvimna aniruddha ditiya chaturvihi turiya visuddha. Vasudeva sankarsana pradvimna aniruddha constitute this second quadruple, they are purely transcendental. Before that also Krishna's first quadruple with this Vasudev Sankarsan, Pradyumna Aniruddha, and this is second quadruple. These are all to be just, touch point to have your elaborate description. It takes hours together. Mayan se kahitare nimitta karan, sehamate jate karta hetu narayan. Ghatara nimitta hetu jaiche kumbhakar, taiche jagatar karta, purusha avatara. Just as the original cause of an earthen pot is the potter, so the creator of the material world is the first Purusha incarnation, Karana Arnavasai Vishnu. Thereafter it again describes Eko Angavase Kare Maya Temilan, Maya Hete Janmitabe Brahmandera Gahan. The reflected rays of his body mix with Maya, and thus Maya gives birth to a myriad universes. Then Aganya Ananta Jata Anda Sannives Tatarupi Purushakare Sabate Prakash. The pursuit enters each and every one of the countless universes. He manifests himself in as many separate forms as there are universes. Purusha Nasate Jabe Bahira Swasa Nishasa Sahitahai Brahmanda Prakash. How this material universe are manifested, a glimpse of it is given here. When the Purusha excels, the universes are manifested with each outward breath. Punarapi Swasajave Prabhese Antare Swasasa Brahmanda Paise Purusha Sarire. Thereafter, when he inhales, all the universe again enter his body. Within a second of Krishna's this inhale, all the Brahmandas are coming and going. But in that universe, some are big, some are small. In that way, earth planet is there. In the earth planet, our lifespan is 100 years. Some are due to the influence of irreligiosity. Our life is coming again to 60 years or 70 years in limit. Some are doing devotional practice. Some are doing all nonsensical sense gratification. In this way, our life is more reduced. And this way, some way, if we are getting Bhaktinamukhi Sukruti, then we are associating with the devotees of the Lord, are getting information, so that will make inquiry, how I can reach to that point, to know the Supreme Lord, to know the Self, to relate myself, to serve Him, and at the time of death, I will remember the Lord, why is the time, and ultimately, our all programs is going in vain. Because in one inhale, all the planets, universe, what is created by the Lord, it is going again to the his body. And exhales, again it manifests. Inhale and exhale, how much time? It is just 1 second, even fraction of a second. Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna is doing exhale, inhale like that. And in this way, all are expanded and again coming into his body. How much time it takes? And it is just that we will see, making it fraction, how our lifespan is, how we are practicing, how much time we are devoting, how we are qualifying at the time of death to remember the Lord and come back to God. How it is a dream to us, just get a information from this inhaling and exhaling of the Lord, through which the entire universe is created, most unlimited universe, and again it is coming to the body of the Lord by his inhaling air.
Gavakhyara randhejena brahma trasarenu chale purusera lomakupe brahmandera chale. Just as a atomic particles of dust pass through the openings of a window, so the networks of universes pass through the pores of the skin of the purusa. So many things are here. Ansens ansa jai kolatare gai govindara pratimurti. Answer answer naam Govindara Pratimurti Sri Balaram. We are now coming to this point. A part of a whole is called a kala. Sri Balaram is the counter form of Lord Govinda. Tar ek swarupa Sri Mahasankarshan, tar ansa purusha hai kalate ganan. Balaram's own expansion is called Mahasankarshana. And his fragment, the purusha, is counted as a kala, or a part of a plenary portion. Jaha kete kala kahi teho Mahavishnu, Mahapurusha avatari teho sarva jishnu. I said that this kala is Mahavishnu, is Mahapurusha, who is the source of the other purusha and who is all pervading. Garbhodo khirodasai dohe purusha naam sei dui jarancha Vishnu Vishwadham. Garbhodo kasai and khirodo kasai are both called purusha. They are plenary portion of Kirodakasai Vishnu, Karanabhaktai Vishnu, the first Purusha, who is the abode of all the universes. Jadyapi kahi tare Krishna kalakari, Machya Kurma adi avataril, Tiho avatari. Etikansha kalapunsa Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayang, Indrari Bakulangloke, Brudenti juge juge. Sei Purusha Srushtititi Pralayar Karta,
नाना अवतार करे
जगतेर भर्ता.
दैट पुरुष कारणाभिक्षाई विष्णु इज द परफॉर्मर ऑफ क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिस्ट्रक्शन. ही मैनिफेस्ट हिमसेल्फ इन मेनी इनकार्नेशंस फॉर इज द मेंटेनर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. सृष्टि आदि निमित्त जे अंशे अवधान से अंशेरे कही
अवतार नाम.
आद्यावतार महापुरुष भगवान सर्व अवतार बीज
सर्वाश्रय धाम.
दैट महापुरुष इज आइडेंटिकल विथ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड. ही इज द ओरिजिनल इनकार्नेशन द सीड ऑफ ऑल अदर्स एंड द शेल्टर ऑफ एवरीथिंग. देन इट कम्स यद्यपि सर्वाश्रय त्यो ताहते संसार अंतरात्मा रूपे त्यो
जगत आधार.
ऑल्दो द लॉर्ड इज द शेल्टर ऑफ एवरीथिंग एंड ऑल्दो ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस रेस्ट इन हिम ही एज द सुपर सोल इज ऑल्सो द
सपोर्ट ऑफ एवरीथिंग.
प्रकृति सहित तार उभय संबंध तथापि प्रकृति सह नहीं
स्पर्श गंध.
ऑल्दो ही इज दस कनेक्टेड विथ द मेटेरियल एनर्जी इन टू वेज ही डज नॉट हैव द स्लाइटेस्ट कंटैक्ट विथ हिट. अचिंत ऐश्वर्य ही जानियो आमार यही तो गीतार अर्थ
कैल परचार.
से तो पुरुष जार अंश धरे नाम चैतन्य संगे से ही
नित्यानंद राम.
दैट महापुरुष कारणगत साई विष्णु इज नोन एज ए प्लेनरी पार्ट ऑफ हिम हु इज लॉर्ड नित्यानंद बलराम. द फेवरेट एसोसिएट ऑफ श्री लॉर्ड चैतन्य. सॉरी बिकॉज यू आर नाउ कमिंग टू द पॉइंट ऑफ नित्यानंद वी वेरी फ्यू मोमेंट्स विल मेक ए कंक्लूजन. सहित पुरुष अनंत ब्रह्मांड सृजिया सवन से प्रवेशिला बहुमूर्ति हया. आफ्टर क्रिएटिंग मिलियंस ऑफ यूनिवर्सेस द फास्ट पुरुष मीन्स कारणाधिशाई विष्णु एंटर्ड इन टू ईच ऑफ देम इन ए सेपरेट फॉर्म आज श्री गर्भोदक साई. भीतरे प्रवेशी देखे सब अंधकार रहिते नहीं कसान
करिल विचार.
एंटरिंग द यूनिवर्स He found only darkness, with no place in which to reside. Thus he began to consider. Nijanga swedajala karila srijan, seijale karila ardha
brahmanda puran.
Then he created water from the perspiration of his own body, and with that water filled half of the universe. What water we are seeing at the sea? That is the perspiration of the Supreme Lord. That's perspiration generally, you see, that's comes salty. So Lord's perspiration as the water of sea, tastes salty. And half of the world, universe was filled in that water. Brahmanda pramana panchasa koti jojan, amar vistar dui hai eka sam. The universe measures 500 million jojanas. One universe what is created by the Lord, its area is, diameter is 500 million jojanas. Its length and breadth are one and the same. Breadth and width are all same, 500 million jojanas. Jale bhari ardhataha kaila nijabat, ar ardhe kaila chaudha bhuvana prakash. Coming from Baladevji, how this Mahavishnu and Mahavishnu, this material universe and from material universe, how half of heart means, I think, two-thirds is with water and one-third is ground itself, all the rest are filled with water. But it is written here, or the Lord's desire. After filling half the universe with the water, he made his own residence therein and manifested the 14 worlds in the other half. Tahai prakata kaila vaikuntha nijadham, sesa sayana jale karila visram. There he manifested vaikuntha as his own abode and rested in the waters on the bed of Lord Sesa. Ananta Sajjatitaha Karila Sayan, Sahastra Mastagatar Sahastra Badan, Sahastra Charanhasta Sahastra Nayan, Sarva Avatar Vija Jagata Karan. He lay there with Ananta as his bed. Lord Ananta is a divine serpent having thousands of hoods, thousands of faces, thousands of eyes and thousands of hands and feet. He is the seed of all incarnations and is the cause of the material world. Tar nabhi padma haite uthila ka padma, sehi padma haila brahmara chadma janma. From his naval grew a lotus flower which became the birthplace of Lord Brahma. Sehi padma nale haila chauda bhuvan, teo brahma haya srishti karila srijan. Within the stem of the lotus were the 14 worlds. Thus the Supreme Lord as Brahma created the entire creation. Vishnu pahaya kare jagat palen gunatita Vishnu sparsa nahi maya gune. And as Lord Vishnu, he maintains the entire world. Lord Vishnu, being beyond all material attributes, has no touch with the material qualities. Thus Rudra Rupa Dhari Kare Jagat Sangar, Srushti Sthiti Pralaya Ichai Jahar, Hiranyagarbha Antarjami Jagat Karan, Jahar Ansa Kari Kare Virat Kalpan. Heno Narayana Jara Ansara Ansa, Sehi Prabhu Nityananda, Sarva Abatansa. Conclusion is here. That Lord Narayana is a part of a plenary part of Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the source of all incarnations. Lord Nityananda's pastimes and Lord Balaram's pastimes are non-different. So in this way, conclusion is that Lord Narayana is a part of a plenary part of Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the source of all incarnations. So Balaram's appearance then means also it is the same as Lord Nityananda. As it is written by some Vaishnava Acharyas, Brajendra Nandanade Sachishita Hailase Balaram Haila Nitai. Who is the Brajendra Nandana Krishna? He appeared in Navadip as Sachinandan Gaur Hari Nimai. And Balaram, the Rani Nandan, he came as the Nitai. Balaram Haila Nitai. He came in Ekachakra as the son of Padmavati and father Hadayoja. In this way, there Lila is always going on. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu was interested to manifest with all his associates, immediately his first expansion, Nityananda came as Padmavati Tanaya in Eka Chakra. Sana Padayoja. He is the same. I have no time, otherwise, very good explanation of Lord Nityananda's pastimes with Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavata Vidyar, what Vrindavan Das Thakur had well explained. The most marvelous topics are there. It should be explained means you sit together and explain, no end to it. And although Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord himself, he is so deeply absorbed in the, you know, this mode of pure mood of goodness or prema, he was forgetting himself as a devotee incarnation. He explained to the devotees, I am Meena, I am this, that, I am Balaram, everything, I am Ram. Just Nrisingha, everything is. Then when he came to his consciousness, oh, what I explained. I am the devotee incarnation, I should not explain anything. So he himself confided everything within his heart. But it was well explained by the acharyas after getting note of it from the notes of this, Rai Ramananda and this Sarvadamdar Goswami and, you know, this all the then associated with the Lord. That's why this Vrindavan Das Thakur has got the privilege to give detailed explanation in writing form as Chaitanya Bhagavat. So in this way, Lord is there and his pastimes is there. So whoever wants to merge into it, they should pray for the Lord's mercy. We'll draw the conclusion here how Lord is very much merciful as he as the Supreme Lord in his all different pastimes. They are very, very enjoyable pastimes. That's what is written by the Acharyas. Madhuram madhuram etad mangalam mangalanam sakaman sakala nigamavali satthala chit surupam sakrutapi parigatam sradhyaya hileva bhrugubara naramatre tarayat krishna nam.
that Lord Krishna as came as Nimai and Baladev Ji's own appearance came as Nitai. They gave the Achinta Bhedavet Tattva's most prim, that is the divine holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Finally chanted offenselessly, then all the Lord's different pastimes, incarnations, qualities and dham and his all paraphernalia and towers, everything will be manifested before us. When we will be disconnected from the three modes of this material nature, which is the external manifestation through external energy of the Lord. Unless you will be careful for this, we want this, simultaneously want that internal energy is lila, that means we are in the border. That is called, we are tatastha. We are all marginal potency. We want this side, we want that side. We want to enjoy this, we want to enjoy that. That's why we are titled as marginal potency. But Lord, out of his causeless mercy, when he came as devotee incarnation, he told, no. Your identity is, as written in Gita and spoken by Krishna, Mamaivansa Jivanoka Jivabhuta Sanatana. Jiva is always sanatana, transcendental. No material energy. But because our tendency is to enjoy that, being covered with enjoyable objects, all the enjoyable organ senses and stupid mind, which is covering our eternal identity, we are forced to identify with our stupid mind and thinking ourselves to this to be the physical body, not the real identity as the spirit soul. That is the whole cause. That's why it is told, Sansar Sindhu Tarane Hrudayam Jadishyat Sankirtanamrutarse Ramate Manaschet Premambudhu Viharano Jadichitta Vruti Chaitanya Chandra Sarane Saranam Prayatu. If somebody wants transcendental pleasure, wants to be merged in this transcendental ecstasy forever and wants to just enjoy it forever, should come to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord in the form as devotee incarnation, Sri Chaitanya or Lord Gauranga or Sri Nimai. But our swan privileges, we are getting the chance of disciplic succession, dear Gaurav Bhaktas as our spiritual guides. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, before that Gaur Kishwardas Babaji Maharaj, then Sila, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithivite Achijata Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Pracharive Amare Inam. Who is the real merciful soul? Made this prediction to be practically true. It is only Sila Prabhupada. By His causeless mercy, the holy name of the Lord was now spread all over the towns and villages of whole world, just connecting with all the six continents and every nook and corner of the world. That's why Acharya Dharma Paricharya Vishnu Vicharya Tirthani Vicharya Vidhan Binana Gaura Priyapada Sivang Vedadi Dusprapya Padang Vidanti. It is written in Chaitanya Chandramrita, unless we take shelter of those divine personalities, come as the real dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srila Prabhupada, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, like Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishwar Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, all Prabhupada's descendants, we can't get this Gaurav Prem, which is mercifully distributed without distinguishing anything. Jare dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesa, Amar agyan guru huya taro ehi desa. Mahaprabhu when came as devotee incarnation, like Mahaprabhu, Krishna had restricted Arjuna, you should not give natapaskaya, navokta, in this way, made some restriction. But Mahaprabhu came, jare dekho tare bolo. Kali Yuga, whoever you see, they are all in sinful activities. Why will distinguish which is pure, which is impure? That is, he told, jare dekho tare bolo. Without any discrimination. Tare dekha, jare dekha, tare bola amar upades. Amar agya guru hiya, taro hi des. You give abundantly to everybody this prema Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and profusely distribute this pleasure of holy name to everybody without considering any caste, creed, anything. And you should become guru by my strength and deliver the whole universe. Because in this earthly planet,
More than 700 crores people are there. RR is society touching 700 crores people. Is it possible? No. So whoever is serious, they should jump forward, take the mercy of Lord, test the holy name, become bona fide spiritual guide, spiritual master, and go around the globe and deliver all the 700 people, crores people of the world, and make it completely Vaikuntha planet, and get all the credit to Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON society. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Srila Baladev Jingara Subha Avirbhavati di Mahamoshava ki. Jai Rohini Nandana Baladev Swami ki. Jai Nityananda Virna Baladev Swami ki. Jai Revatikanta Baladev Swami ki. Jai Mahasankarsana Revati Nandana Baladev Swami ki. Jai Nityananda Rama ki. Jai Balarama ji ki. Baladev Jingara Subha Avirbhavati di ki. Jai Samaveta Gauravakta Vrindaki, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki, Vidai Gaur Prayavanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Radha Rasbihari Lalita Vishakha Sitaram, Lachman Hanuman Ki Jai, Samaveta Gauravakta Vrindaki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai, Vidai Gaur Prayavanande Hari Hari Bol. Bancha Kalpatar Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha Patidanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai.